This is 90.1 WABE. There's a chill in the air, frost on the pumpkin, if you will, and Mara Davis has converted her entire wardrobe over to flannel. You're looking rather warm this morning, Mara. Good to see you.
You know me too well. Frost on the pumpkin. Sounds like a good band name. Steve, this is a huge weekend for shows. Atlanta is bonkers this weekend with football and music and activity. So let's get right to it. Starting off at the Cobb Energy Center, Jennifer Nettles, who's sort of one of our hometown heroes, she is going to be performing there.
Then you're on your way. There's a million little reasons for this smile on my face.
She's a fantastic live performer, and she has been in town recently because she's going to be in the new Dolly Parton movie.
The biopic, yeah. She's playing Dolly's mother when Dolly was younger, I guess. This is the first date of her Playing with Fire tour. She's starting in Atlanta, then she's going across the country.
Look at her go.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jennifer Nettles at the Cobb Energy Center tonight.
At the Tabernacle also tonight, Sturgill Simpson is in town. Sort of reminiscent of Waylon Jennings or even Willie Nelson when I hear him.
He has such a huge cult following, so he's playing two nights at the Tabernacle. The people who love Sturgill Simpson, I've not seen him live, and I'm hoping to go. I've heard that once you see him once, you're just a convert, and you can never miss him.
I know I'm a darling out of field, but at last time I saw my woman had a wine glass in her hand.
And he does have that sound about him. It's like he's a young guy. He's in his 30s, but he sounds like he's just like been around the block.
Sounds like one of the outlaws.
Here's what's interesting. He's been playing T-Rex's The Motivator, which is kind of a deep cut, deep vital.
He's playing T-Rex?
Yes, he's playing T-Rex as one of the encores. So that's what he's been doing in some of the shows, and apparently he's done a whole new arrangement of it, and it absolutely rocks. So Sturgill is definitely someone to see. He's supporting his album Meta Modern Sounds in Country Music and is in town this weekend. That's Sturgill Simpson tonight and tomorrow night at the Tabernacle. So I want to talk about one of Steve Goss's favorite bands. He is, you know, Steve, you were very, I mean, you were, can we say that it's your son? Is that cool?
That's the disclaimer.
Yeah. Yes. No, I think that's cool. I'm talking about Dot S, and they're playing at 529 East Atlanta Village. Are you going to this show?
Yes, I am.
Steve Goss.
Will I be awake by the time they take the stage? I don't know.
Making an appearance. This is very exciting because this band was Creative Loafing's best live band critics pick this year. You know you're a big deal when you're a critics pick, because when you please music snobs like us, you've got to be good. So I dig their sound, but they're not a traditional rock band. It's sort of whimsical. Is that appropriate?
I think it is, yeah. It's they're different. And I've never seen him live, so I'm looking forward to it.
But you know one of the band members very, very well.
The drummer looks a lot like me and has the same last name as myself, so I don't know what's going on with that.
Well, that maybe they'll bring you on stage to play tambourine now that your son is in .S.
Thanks a lot, Mara. I don't think I can go now. But
okay, so if you want to see that happen, and I know I do, head to see .S at 529 tonight.
On Saturday, there's an event at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. This is a big deal, and it's something that you're involved with and have been involved with for a number of years. It's Atlanta Eats Live. And, you know, Mara's been doing the Atlanta Eats show and has got her hand on the pulse of the great restaurants and chefs in this town. Imagine taking the two passions in Mara's life and combining them into one event. Great food and great music, and that's what this is.
That's right. And a Saturday night, Alpharetta, that's two weekends back-to-back in Alpharetta. People are going to be wondering things about me. But, of course, talking about Atlanta Eats Live, and they have over 50 restaurants, some of Atlanta's best restaurants, getting together. You pay one price, and there's so much food. But this year, they've put together two headliners. So you eat this great food, drink, have a great rockin' time, and then Atlanta Rhythm Section and the Georgia Satellites will be playing. So that'll be a lot of fun, like a Saturday night party. Keep your hands to yourself, Steve. I got some change in my pocket. It's going jing-a-ling-a-ling.
Okay, we can buy me a craft beer with some of that, can you? And, you know, the best part is a benefit. It's for the Giving Kitchen. So it's a great cause. Great time for a great cause.
No doubt about it, especially the Giving Kitchen. This is a huge thing. And, you know, all those people at Here to Serve restaurants who just lost their jobs, it's been a huge Atlanta story. So that really brings it to light what those guys do at the Giving Kitchen, helping restaurant employees get back on their feet again. So, yes, that's what this is all about. It's Atlanta East Live on Saturday night with the Georgia Satellites and Atlanta Rhythm Section at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. This next act is like literally like I love Taylor Swift and she's playing the Georgia Dome. Do you know how torn I am that I can't be at every single show? She has been just selling out coast to coast. And here's what's interesting and what I wonder. You know, at every show, that's been like kind of the thing where she brings up a celebrity or a music star to get up and sing with her. So I wonder who she's going to get to go on stage with her.
Maybe Jennifer Nettles.
I was thinking maybe Ludacris. Let me tell you, downtown is going to be insane. I mean, there's so much going on downtown. So I would make sure if you are heading down to the Dome, look into taking MARTA, carpool, because there's also the FSU Georgia Tech game downtown as well. So downtown is going to be crazy.
This is easily the biggest single concert event in Atlanta this year. Okay, the Stones at Tech, but...
Oh,
Taylor
no.
Swift at the Georgia Dome, bigger than the Stones at Tech?
I think so. I know a lot of classic rock people are going to get on me about that, but yeah, she's pretty much sold out the Georgia Dome.
I didn't say that. I think the Stones at Tech were as big as Taylor Swift at the Dome.
Oh,
so
Taylor Swift,
the
bigger.
Mail goes to Mara Davis.
Bigger,
thank you very much.
Okay. Bigger. Okay. Taylor Swift is music's biggest star at this moment, like it or not. That's Taylor Swift at the Georgia Dome Saturday night.
Chastain Park, one of the best rock guitarists ever. Mark Knopfler is playing this weekend.
We agree on that.
Yeah.
I think he has a sound that is like no other. He puts on a fantastic show. Obviously, this is the former Dire Straits frontman. And gorgeous. I love fall concerts at Chastain. But Sailing to Philadelphia was one of my favorite albums of all time. I also love the stuff that he did with Emmylou Harris. He's just so diverse and kind of a quiet guy, but really puts on a big show.
His new album is called Tracker. This is the tour for that. I think there's 17 songs, two encores. He does some of that Celtic music, too, that he does. He's really a diverse musician. If you just think of him as Dire Straits and, you know, Money for Nothing, I mean, he's a lot more than that.
Well, you'll get Dire Straits songs, too.
Oh, sure.
Celtic music. Just reminds me of St. Drunks on St. Patrick's Day.
Now, keep in mind, Mara, that you're on public broadcasting, and when you say Celtic music, this is the home of Celtic women. You want to rephrase that, please?
I understand.
Oh, come on, just try a little Celtic music now.
You know what? If you put me in a chunky sweater in Ireland, I will like it. That's Mark Knopfler at Chastain on Saturday night. Next band is one that I know that you love. Did I turn you on to Lone Bellow?
You did. Yeah, they've been in Atlanta before, and that's how I found out about them.
They're so great. And by the way, they're from Georgia. Two of the members are from Georgia. They relocated to Brooklyn. And, you know, the story of how they got together is the lead singer, Zach Williams, his wife got into a horseback riding accident.
Yep.
And she was temporarily paralyzed. And so he wrote a lot of poetry and wrote a lot. People were like, hey, you need to turn these into songs. So that's eventually what they did. They have a rock kind of gospel sound, a timeless sound. Their new record has been produced by the same producer who works with the National. It's called Then Came the Morning. There's actually a song on the album called Marietta.
Well, the accident took place in Ackworth at either his folks or her folks' horse farm. Very tragic, yeah. And it's really an amazing story how she's recovered and all this whole band really coalesced around that accident.
Drive a car to your town. 20 hours down south. Track the trailers in the snow. Highwaymen are blown. Oh,
they are amazing. Every song on that new album is fantastic, and I think this will be a great. I think they're really getting a lot more popular. So every time they come back, they're in a bigger venue.
They call their music Brooklyn country music, which is kind of interesting. Brooklyn country music.
So is it like gluten free, wheat free?
That's what they call.
Does it have a handlebar mustache? That's the Lone Bellow at Center Stage on Saturday night.
At the Rialto, which is a wonderful venue. We don't really mention the Rialto a lot. They don't have a whole lot of shows, but boy, when they do, they're awesome. Buena Vista Social Club is on their Adios tour. This iteration of the band has been together, I think, for 16 years. Now they're breaking up, and I don't know if they're going to reconfigure later or what, but...
Well, there's so much exciting stuff happening in Cuba. I don't know if you happen to see CNN's... Anthony Bourdain was just there, and it just got me so excited for the show. It's Orquesta Buena Vista Social Club, which is coming to the Rialto Theater now. They've been around a bunch of times, but they will be back. So if you like to do the cha-cha, this is a good date night. And remember, this is downtown also, so plan accordingly.
The oldest member is Omara Portuondo, and she's 84 years old. And I think she'll be in the concert that night.
I mean, I think she'll probably keep performing till she's, like, dead. I mean, that's what you have it in your blood. You want to perform, but they are taking a break after this. They say they're never coming back, but you know what? Everybody says that.
Well, this band has been coming back for decades. They just get new members as the old ones retire or pass away.
Like Menudo. That's the Orquesta Buena Vista Social Club at the Rialto on Saturday night. So, Steve, if you knew the band Tripping Daisy, that's how Polyphonic Spree kind of came to light. Unfortunately, when a drug overdose took their guitarist, they had, which was sad and tragic, and they were a great band. But what ended up happening is they had a bunch of studio time that they needed to use, and that's when Polyphonic Spree came to light. So they decided to use this, and they pulled together all of these musicians, and it is now the 15-year anniversary of the beginning stages of Polyphonic Spree.
Choral rock music, if you will. I think the members, there's 20 people on stage that perform, and they're all wearing choir robes usually. Very odd-sounding music to me. Kind of a... How would you describe it? It's uplifting in a way. It's surreal to me. I can't get my head around it completely. When I first heard about them, I thought, oh, choral rock music. I'm thinking, okay.
You think
King Crimson,
like,
Moody Blues.
Or like
yes, or
Queen.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Not so.
This is sort of a hipster version of it, but they were sort of hipster before hipster was cool. You know, they were just always out there at Dallas based, and they're from Dallas. So I think it's really cool to use the skills of all the people who were in band for so many years to make that, to bring yourself into a hip rock band. And the fact that they've been going around doing this for 15 years is pretty incredible. They just thought that this was going to be a one-shot deal, and people just love seeing them live. And, you know, when you see a band with that, when you see a performance with that many musicians on stage, there's no way you can't, you know, feel into it or feel the magic and the power of
it.
Yeah,
they got horns, strings, flutes, keyboards, lots of singers. It's quite a show.
More cowbell.
That may be the one thing they don't have.
Yeah, that's right.
But they may add it.
Now that we're talking about it, yes. That's Polyphonic Spree at Terminal West on Saturday night.